We're all in this together. And the thing is, that's not so encouraging when it comes to the economy lately.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon, in for Steve Chiotakis. We've got a global perspective on this morning's news, what's happening in business and economics around the world, and how it affects us here at home. For a while, global and American economic hopes have been pinned on continued growth in China. But the Chinese economy seems to be cooling down. Fresh indicators of China's economy are all pointing to a slowdown. Domestic economic production is slow, and manufacturing growth there is down. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Last year at this time, China's economy was hot, but there was a downside. It was fueled by property speculation and unwise investments on the part of local governments. Beijing is clamping down on lending, the economy is responding, and now the party's over. There's a debate whether China will have a soft landing or a hard landing, or possibly a
long landing.
Peking University economist Michael Pettis says all you have to do is look back to countries that have had so-called lost decades, like Japan had in the 90s. That's what's in store for China, he says.
It's a very difficult process of adjusting from an economy that is heavily investment and export-driven to one that is domestic-driven.
In his lost decades scenario for China, Pettis foresees domestic economic growth rates declining to 5 or 6%. Considering the growth rate in the U.S. is 2%, it almost makes you wish for a lost decade. Of course, other economists disagree, opting to see this latest slowdown as a response to China's efforts to rein in bad loans and to rebalance its economy. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
But wait, there's more. European markets have also been hit by economic worries, and it's not just a response to worsening outlooks in the U.S. and China. This morning, there's word industrial production in the 16 countries that use the euro fell unexpectedly in June. That's adding to fears that economic growth in Europe may not be as strong as anticipated. Plus, the U.K. is fretting about its own deteriorating prospects. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
Britain's tabloids have called him Swervin Mervin, the head of Britain's central bank, Mervyn King. He's well known for his sometimes evasive performances in public. But this time, at a special news conference, there was no mistaking Mervyn King's message. It was gloomy. He warned of lower growth than expected. This is partly due to a lack of bank lending, the same problem as in the US. King said the UK faces a long, hard road back to full recovery.
Whereas crises occur suddenly, they fade only gradually. It will take many years before bank balance sheets and fiscal positions return to anything like normal.
In spite of that grim forecast, some economists feel that Mervyn King is actually over-optimistic. They fear the new government's plans to slash public spending and cut Britain's record budget deficit could tip the UK back into recession. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And fears of a global economic stallout have been feeding market anxiety around the world. Asian stocks fell in line with yesterday's big rout on Wall Street, which saw the Dow drop 2.5% and the Nasdaq fall 3%. From Shanghai and Hong Kong to Tokyo today, stocks fell roughly 1%. Now, European investors are doing their best to regain their composure. In Germany and France, stocks are down about 0.25% at this hour. And in Britain, the FTSE has managed to climb a tiny fraction into the green.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0.
Breaking news of sorts, we're all getting older, every one of us. So here's a problem that we'll all need to think about at some point, how to let the folks live independently as they get older while we still keep a caring eye on them. One company is offering a high-tech solution. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports.
After his third stroke, Bob Braun could not live alone anymore. His daughter Ellen didn't want to put him in a nursing home far away, but she also didn't have the space for him to move right in with her.
You know, my dad would listen to the TV blaring, and I just needed an extra room for him to have his space and me to have mine.
She hired architects to draw up an addition to her home. There was the zoning board to deal with. Before she could start construction, her dad died. There's a company in Virginia that promises to make that whole process easier and less expensive.
You could have a med cottage within 48 hours.
Ken Dupin is the inventor of the Med Cottage, a little prefab home that sits in the backyard. It leases for $2,000 a month. Behind that vinyl exterior, there are motion detectors.
If someone doesn't get out of the bed, let's say it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and the sensor says that they have never gone to the bathroom, they've never gone to the kitchen, then you would call them or check on them.
Or even walk across the yard and
visit them, whatever it is that you would need to do.
The house is smart. It knows the temperature of the room and whether your dad remembered to take his medication. There are floor-level cameras to monitor falls. All that information feeds real-time into a website that you can check like email. An iPod app is in the works.
That's right. It's really just a great way to connect.
Engineer Scott Mensch helped design the brains of the Med Cottage. He's rigged up the same technology in airports and office complexes.
For instance, in Dubai, over 30,000 buildings all talk back to a global command center using the technology.
I put this concept to Ellen Braun, the one who was planning that addition on her house. She liked the convenience.
But maybe it's the thought of monitoring everything so much that makes it seem a little not like family.
The Med Cottage should come on the market by January. Given the millions of baby boomers and their parents, its inventor is hoping for more than a cottage industry. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, one more global take on the economy. Prime Minister David Cameron has a suggestion for his fellow countrymen in Britain. There's no place like home. He's urging British tourists to spend their vacation in the UK to help give the country's fragile economy a lift. Cameron suggests people there don't adequately appreciate their country's natural beauty. I don't know, they do call themselves Great Britain. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We invite you to check out our podcasts or get an update on the numbers. You'll find it all at marketplace.org.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.